In the kitchen of Mulidju, the miller, his restaurant's called because they grind their own corn, Bledar Kola cooks up flat, homemade, sun-dried pasta, broken into bits like a poppadom. The difference between Albanian and Italian pasta is that we pan fry ours. We don't boil it, he explains, tossing in some forest mushrooms. What's the delicious meaty taste, I ask. This is the neck of the duck, he says. Most people throw it away. I use it. Kola emigrated to England when he was 15, first job washing up in a Japanese restaurant. He worked his way up till he became a chef in some of Europe's most prestigious restaurants, London's La Gavroche and Copenhagen's Noma, for example. But his country was calling him home, the country where, in the poor village where he grew up, he learned how to cook from his mother. We were eating what the land gave us. We harvested the corn and cereals. We had our own cows and sheep, he says. It might sound idyllic, but it wasn't really a lifestyle choice. In Enver Hoxha's weird but nasty communist Albania, food was scarce, and small private farms took time to get going again after the end of collectivisation. But adversity has its uses. You had to be creative with what you had and waste nothing. People didn't have many ingredients. They had to bring out something, says Kola. Now people are spoiled. They have everything, and so they don't think about it. The poor times really help people to use their mind and bring different things, he says. An hour and a half's drive north of Tirana, I see how people have, above all, been using their imagination since the fall of communism. In the green plains approaching the mountains of northern Albania, a young chef called Altin Prenga shows me around a large red-tiled building around a wide courtyard. This used to be a jail where Enver Hoxha kept several dozens of his political prisoners. Prenga has turned a place of pain and suffering into a place of enterprise and abundance. Every few minutes, a farmer arrives on a moped with a tub of milk, which women dressed in spotless white overalls turn into cheese. The milk's still warm. In cold and windowless rooms where men used to shiver and starve, Prenga's employees stock pumpkins, make jam, ferment pomegranates, and cure ham and sausage. Fitting revenge, perhaps, because, Prenga says, by collectivising the farms and forbidding private property, communism did its best to stamp out the agricultural traditions that underpinned the culinary traditions, though it didn't always succeed. His family used to keep a pig hidden away in the forest, Prenga tells me. We weren't allowed to have it, he says. If the authorities found out, you could go to prison. So when the time came to slit its throat, we gave him alcohol to drink, traditional Albanian raki, to make it drunk, he says. Then it wouldn't squeal when we slit its throat and perhaps get us denounced. Now, Prenga's prison storeroom supply one of the most successful private enterprises of the new Albania. Mrizi I Zanavi, the restaurant he has built nearby, is called. They served 90,000 meals last year, all made with the production of 400 local farms and the foraging of dozens of others who scour the hills for wild Jerusalem artichokes, wild pomegranates, wild mushrooms. There are what look like entire clans of Albanians around the biggest restaurant tables I have ever seen, eating modern recreations of traditional recipes that Altin Prenga, Bledar Kola and others have painstakingly gathered by travelling around the country, knocking on farmhouse doors, staying in guest houses, talking to the usually quite elderly women who do the cooking. Because these women are the guardians of the tradition, and now they are becoming TV stars. Gjushet Milioneri, millionaire grandmothers, where Albanian ladies compete to win a million old lek, that's about 800 euros, by cooking dishes, some of which date back to the Middle Ages. The show, invented by another chef who's returned from the West, kicked off at the start of the year and is already a hit. For years, many in Albania itself dismissed Albanian cuisine as poor because made by poor people. But now there's something like a World Cup effect going on. A couple of goals and the entire nation feels better about itself. These are only okay times for the Red and Black Eagles, but Albania's cooks are giving this country a bit of a lift. John Lawrenson, DW, Albania.